Hey guys, it's Paige Trahan back with another podcast, and this one's going to be about how the 2019 season was a crazy year for head coaches in the NFL. A total of 8 teams fired their head coaches, including the Cleveland Browns, Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, New York Jets, Denver Broncos, Miami Dolphins, Cincinnati Bengals, and Arizona Cardinals. Starting with the Jets, they fired Todd Bowles after a loss to the Patriots New Year's Eve. Bowles started coaching the Jets in 2015. In his first season with the Jets, he went 10-6, but that would be the best season he would have with them. He ended his career with the Jets with a 23-25 record, coaching for 3 seasons. Todd Bowles is now defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Adam Gase was hired as head coach of the Jets January 11th of this year. Gase was offensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos during Peyton Manning's record-breaking passing season in 2013, then head coach of the Miami Dolphins. He was just fired this year after a loss to the Buffalo Bills. He went 10-6 on the season with a 23-25 regular season record. After the Dolphins fired Bowles, they hired Brian Flores, linebacker coach and defensive play caller for the New England Patriots. Flores has worked with the New England Patriots since 2004. He had been a part in 4 Super Bowl wins in his coaching career. Miami wants to rebuild their organization and believe that Flores is a great addition. On December 2nd of this year, Green Bay's head coach Mike McCarthy was fired after a loss to the Arizona Cardinals. This was McCarthy's 13th season with the Packers, making them first in the NFC North 6 times and bringing home a Super Bowl championship in 2010. The Packers hired Matt LaFleur, who was a quarterback coach for Robert Griffin III and Kirk Cousins in Washington. He was a quarterback trainer for Notre Dame. LaFleur went back to the NFL to coach Matt Ryan into winning league MVP in 2016. 2017, he was offensive coordinator for the Rams, then went to the Titans to get picked up by the Packers this year as head coach. The Packers organization believed that LaFleur would be able to coach Aaron Rodgers back into the MVP quarterback that he used to be. The Arizona Cardinals fired Steven Wilks. He was fired after a 3-13 record, which is the worst since 2000, and this is his first season with the Cardinals. After firing Steven Wilks, the Cardinals picked up Cliff Kingsbury, former offensive coordinator for Texas Tech. He coached amazing current players, including Oakland Raiders running back DeAndre Washington, Cleveland Browns old quarterback Johnny Manziel, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, and Cleveland Browns first-year quarterback Baker Mayfield. Speaking of the Cleveland Browns, they fired their head coach Hugh Jackson. Cleveland has been trying to rebuild their organization after a 0-16 record season in 2018. This year, they were 7-8-1 with their new quarterback Baker Mayfield. After week 8 of the season, they fired their head coach and offensive coordinator, and they were going to promote their defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, but decided not to because of his involvement in the Saints' bounty scandal in 2010. Williams worked on the Saints' defensive coaching staff at the time of the scandal. The Saints' coaching staff was accused of paying players bonuses to injure other players on the other team. Sean Pamphilion released audio from a meeting that Williams was involved in when he specifically said for the defensive players to target several different 49ers players. He said to knock out Kendall Hunter, their running back, tear their wide receiver Michael Crabtree's ACL, and go after receiver Kyle Williams because of his history with concussions. So because of that, the Cleveland Browns went with Freddie Kitchens. Kitchens worked with the Arizona Cardinals for the past 11 seasons, 2007 to 2012. He was Arizona's tight end coach, 2013 to 2016. He was a quarterback coach, 2016 to 2017. He was a running back coach. And now he's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Denver Broncos fired their head coach, Vance Joseph. He ended with a record of 11-21 with his 2 seasons with the Broncos. Broncos hired Vic Fangio. Fangio was the Bears' defensive coordinator and assistant coach from 2015 to 2018. After the Broncos won the Super Bowl in 2015, the organization would not be the same. 2016 would be their star MVP quarterback Peyton Manning's last season in the NFL. Then, they lost Demaryius Thomas to the Houston Texans. Broncos released that coaching the same way they were in 2015 wasn't going to work in 2019. and Vic Fangio might be the change this program needs.
Tampa Bay fired their coach Dirk Koetter. Koetter has been coaching for 3 years with a 19-29 record. The Buccaneers haven't been to the Super Bowl since 2003 against the Oakland Raiders, when they won 48-21 with coach John Gruden, who also led the Bucs to three playoff berths, three NFC South championships, and an NFC championship. The Bucs haven't won any championships since. Tampa Bay then hired Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals between 2013 and 2017. Then he had retired. The Bucs brought him out of retirement to coach their team back into champions. The Cincinnati Bengals mutually parted ways with head coach Marvin Lewis. He had been coaching for 16 seasons, leading the team to 7 playoff berths, 4 AFC North championships, and won an AP Coach of the Year award in 2009. The Bengals hired Zach Taylor this year to replace him. Taylor worked for the University of Cincinnati as the offensive coordinator, the Los Angeles Rams as assistant wide receiver coach and quarterback coach. The Bengals believe he will be a good asset to the team because of what he learned observing Sean McVay, and his experience as quarterback coach working with Jared Goff could help bring Andy Dalton back to his full potential. All in all, this season is going to be an interesting one. That's a wrap. Special thanks to ESPN and Amazon Prime Music.